I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, June 26th. Two people are being treated for serious injuries after a boat they were in crashed into an island in Quincy Bay last night. Police say this happened just after 9:30 last night when an 18-foot boat crashed into Hangman's Island. Quincy and Boston Police Marine units responded to the scene and took the victims to Black Falcon Terminal in Boston, where they were then transported to the hospital. The State Environmental Police Department are handling the investigation. Hangman's Island is located in Quincy Bay between Wollaston Beach and Squantum, Moon, Long, Rainsford, Pettix, and Nut Islands. A serial bank robber from Quincy has been arrested in connection with another bank robbery in Weymouth last year. 46-year-old Glenn Laguerre of Quincy was arrested yesterday morning and charged with holding up a Santander bank in Weymouth last December. Laguerre is charged with robbing the bank at gunpoint while wearing a mask and gloves and then fleeing in a vehicle with over $900 in cash. Video surveillance led to Laguerre's arrest yesterday. He's now being held for an appearance in federal court on July 8th. Laguerre has previous convictions for bank robberies in Braintree, Hanover, Duxbury, and Plymouth. In 2011, he was sentenced to 3 to 5 years in state prison. If convicted of this latest charge, he faces up to 25 years in prison and a fine of $250,000. A man was killed, another hurt in a shooting in the parking lot of the BJ's Wholesale Club on Route 1 in Dedham. The Norfolk County DA's office announcing that the fatal shooting occurred on Providence Highway early yesterday morning. Dedham Police and Fire responded to the parking lot at about 3:30 a.m. after getting multiple 911 calls. An initial investigation revealed two people had suffered gunshot wounds. One was dead at a local hospital. The second is still being treated. The man who died has been identified as 20-year-old Jelani Cole of Brockton. The other man, another 20-year-old who was not identified, is expected to survive. There was a large police presence at the scene. In response to the incident, the DA's office confirmed there was a vehicle meetup at the time of the shooting. Anybody with information is asked to contact Dedham or state police. Massachusetts health officials are investigating more than a dozen cases of botulism linked to a South Shore spa. That's up from 10 cases earlier this month. The Department of Public Health says 18 suspected cases of botulism are linked to Botox injections at Rodrigo Beauty on Granite Avenue in Milton. The botulism is a rare but serious illness caused by a toxin spreading beyond the injection site, potentially leading to life-threatening symptoms. Officials say that if you have received Botox at that spa between May 1st and June 4th, you should reach out to state public health officials. Anybody who had Botox injections at that location and is experiencing symptoms should go to the nearest emergency department. The Department of Public Health says there have been no new cases reported in the past several days. Republican Scott Brown announcing yesterday he will make another run for U.S. Senate in New Hampshire. Brown, a former U.S. senator from Massachusetts, will be trying to win the seat being vacated by retiring Senator Jean Shaheen, who he lost to back in 2014. In a video released yesterday, Brown slammed the direction of the country under former President Biden and Democratic Congressman Chris Pappas, who's also running for the Senate seat, highlighting soaring inflation, open borders, rising crime, and extreme left policies that threaten public safety and the integrity of women's sports. 65-year-old Brown, who served as U.S. ambassador to New Zealand and the independent state of Samoa under President Trump, also pointed to his proven record of service, both in military uniform and in elected office. He praised Trump's leadership in securing the border, standing up to China, and restoring America's standing in the world. Pappas issued a statement following Brown's announcement criticizing his GOP opponent for standing with corporate special interests and for backing Trump's tariffs. Brown, who served in the U.S. Senate from 2010 to 2013 representing Massachusetts, now lives in Rye, New Hampshire, with his wife, Gail Huff Brown, who lost a bid for Congress in 2022. She lost the GOP primary to current White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt, who went on to lose to Pappas in the general election. Well, the Goodyear blimp is celebrating an important birthday, 100 years. Flying from Plymouth, the majestic airship welcomed Paul Sullivan, vice president of Sullivan Tire, on board. The Massachusetts company is celebrating its 70th anniversary with decades-old ties to the Goodyear blimp. Sullivan's father put the company on the map when he was pictured in an advertisement stating, quote, "We've done such a good job selling Goodyear tires. They promised me a free ride," end quote. The younger Sullivan called the ship an ambassador to all of America as he looked down at his Plymouth home. After manufacturing 300 blimps in the past century, Goodyear has three still operating in the U.S. The pilot, Jerry Hissom, describes the experience as floating in a bubble or riding on a magic carpet. But no one's ever done that because it's as close as you can get. As one of just 13 pilots, Hissom is operating the ship on its 100-city tour to celebrate a century airborne. The Goodyear blimp is history in action as it has flown over the biggest events from NASCAR to World Series baseball. Check of business news this morning. Stocks are mixed. The Dow is down 106. The NASDAQ rose 61. The S&P fell a fraction. World stocks also mixed, and the U.S. dollar was weaker as investors caught their breath following recent bouts of volatility. The dollar was down. The euro rose, oil at $66 a barrel. In sports, Red Sox are swept by the Angels, losing 5-2 yesterday. They'll be back home at Fenway tomorrow night at 7 for a series with Toronto. Forecast from the National Weather Service today, cloudy with some showers around at a high of 71. For tonight, cloudy, maybe a shower, low 59. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy, high 70. Rain on Saturday, a high of 71, and some showers around Sunday, high 74. The marine forecast today, 2-foot waves, northeast winds at 10 to 15, gusting to 20, high tide 12:51 p.m. Sunrise 5:09, sets at 8:24. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Thursday, June 26th.